This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When is $22 billion in quarterly revenue not enough? When Wall Street had been expecting you to make even more in 90 days is the answer. NVIDIA reported said earnings after the bell today. It is, of course, the hot company in one of the hottest sectors in this economy. NVIDIA designs the chips that power top-end artificial intelligence models. It is headquartered in California, but much of its manufacturing is actually done by TSMC. That's a company based in Taiwan. And the majority of all computer chips globally, in fact, are made in Asia. Washington, as we've reported, and others as well, wants the United States to get a bigger piece of that chip-making pie. And this week, the Biden administration did give $1.5 billion to global foundries to expand its production abilities here. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has this update on domestic chip-making.
Even if they're made elsewhere, the U.S. is far and away the global leader in designing advanced chips, says Harvard Business School professor Willie Shih.
Whether they are pure digital chips or chips for radios that go into phones or what have you.
Now Shih, who's also an unpaid advisor to the Commerce Department on the CHIPS Act, points out that of the $39 billion in the law to incentivize making chips here, this latest award to global foundries is the biggest we've seen to date. Still, he says the private sector is going to have to invest a lot of its own money to build each new chip factory, called a foundry, and then fill it with diamond saws and advanced lithography tools.
And then, of course, once you do that, you also need the people to run it.
Speed matters here, because the U.S. is competing with other countries who are offering their own incentives to chip makers, says Emily Kilcrease with the Center for a New American Security.
Europe has its own version of the CHIPS Act that they're trying to move forward. There is going to be potential competition amongst governments as they're handing out these sorts of subsidies.
Still, chipmakers here in the U.S. are making important advances, says IDC's Nina Turner.
Now they're approaching the physical limits of being able to be smaller. So now they're going 3D. So they're building in the Z axis, not just the X and Y axis.
Turner says that will increase chip speeds and reduce power consumption, making those chips more attractive to the companies that need them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.